Welcome back, everybody. This is the Right Coins podcast, and I hope you all have had a great week so far. And I'm starting off with the term of the week. This week is a token. This is a type of round or some other shape disc made of metal or another material, most often used in exchange for goods or services. It is not, however, normally accepted as legal tender. Though some historic instances where severe coin shortages, like the Civil War, the U.S. Civil War anyway, when tokens were widely accepted as money. Following that, the trivia question, if you know your Morgan dollars, this is the question for you. The question is, which of the following years were Morgan dollars not minted? A, 1878, B, 1889, C, 1905, D, 1921. The answer, coming at the end of the podcast. This week, the subject is a little bit shorter, because there's not quite as many places where this is applicable, but the subject is where you can find coins at. There's a few places, and I'm sure some of you know several, and I'm sure I've done most of these, and most of you probably have as well. So you're building your collection, and it can take years, and the process is never really done, and because that's why coin collecting is usually a lifelong pursuit. There are many avenues where you can find coins you want in your collection, and there are several common methods. You have the searching through pocket change method, which is coins you receive, you know, you're paid 20, you get some ones and some change back. You're looking through that for any coin you want. The problem with this is you're looking through circulated coins. So if you want higher grades, it's going to be a little bit more pain in the buttish to find. Then you have looking through bankrolls, which I am part of this community on YouTube, has sprung a whole community of us, of people on YouTube, and is known as coinroll hunting. They're big channels, and I've talked to several other guys on big channels and things like that, and I think coin roll hunting is fun. You never know what's in the rolls. It's pretty exciting. A lot of people do this. It's where you go to the bank, you're looking for wheat pennies, you get a box of $25 box of pennies, you go through, you dig out all the wheat pennies in it, take it back, and I mean, you can look for error coins, old coins, rare coins, whatever you want in the box. You get in the bank rolls at face value, so you're not paying much for the coin. Rolls of half dollars and dollar coins, things like that, you're gonna have to special order those. If you're looking for the Eisenhower dollars, you're in a rough time trying to find those at the bank. Those are nearly impossible to find at banks at this point. And then you have the metal detectors approach, which is you're looking for the metal detector. If you have your metal detector, you go find a field. You can find some coin hoards. It's a lot harder, things like that. And most coins you find metal detecting, you're not gonna want to put them into your collection. They're gonna be in bad shape from sitting in the ground for so long. Then you have the buy it from the dealer method. You can go to coin dealers, and that's where you can find things that are hard in circulation, like Eisenhower's, Morgan dollars, large cents, things like that. Dealers are gonna have your better choice of coins, but if you're on the budget, not the best choice. They're usually overpriced for any coin you want, or they can be. And then you need to do research on those prices that they have to find out if you have the good coin prices for the good coins that you want in your collection. Then you have the slightly riskier version, which is shopping at your garage sales and flea markets. I know it's doable. You can find all sorts of stuff at those things. You can find them at the local garage sales, flea markets. You can dream of the Antiques Roadshow find, that rare valuable coin that you bought for like $2. It's really worth $500. You have to be, it's possible, but you do need to be careful with your counterfeit coins. These will turn up a lot at garage sales and flea markets. Then you have some people who actually get lucky and score an authentic coin for the rare price. Most of the time, rare coins that are dirt cheap, or they're either counterfeit, or the genuine common coins that are altered to look like particularly rare coins. So you have somehow someone's altered like Eisenhower and made it look different, or you know, you messed with a penny. Oh, I have a 1919. Someone's altered it to make it a 1909 wheat penny, and so there are things like that. So that's kind of some of the very common ways you can find coins. And for those of you who have anxiously been waiting for the trivia answer for the last 4.5 minutes, the answer was C, 1905. That was the only year at that list that Morgan dollars were not minted. All right, guys, hope you have a good rest of the week, and I will Talk to you guys next time.